این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Definitely, you have been told in the mass media that there is absolutely no security in Iran, that people, included small children and pregnant women, are gunned down in the street. But you visited the prisons, and perhaps you have been to the war fronts too, and saw that our battlefields are like mosques. In the battlefields, here is more remembrance of Allah than in mosques. Today, our fronts are more. Battle with the likes of Saddam Hussein is an act of worship.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to speak about some great sentences and parts of speech of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Well, about the concept of propagation of Islam, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi has said, "Enhance the teachings of Islam among the people, for at the top of affairs are these teachings of Islam. And if they are set right, all other matters shall follow suit." Well, this sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh represents the significance of preaching the teachings of Islam amongst people. This is what our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in his years of propagation. What he did was to praise the one God before the eyes of idolaters who worshipped numerous gods. He performed the ritual prayers, which included spiritual discourse and praise of Almighty God, who has no partner nor any peer.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
The Prophet, accompanied by Imam Ali alayhi salam and Lady Khadija salamullah alayha, went to the crowded places like Masjid al-Haram and Mina and performed the congregational prayers before the eyes of enemies of Islam, and thus, through his practice, fought polytheistic faith. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated the indefatigable perseverance in fulfilling this divine duty and didn't stop his invaluable teachings. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi here is recommending us as modern Muslims to follow the path of our role model in faith and preach the teachings of Islam to everyone. And that way, he believes that the whole society would follow the teachings of Islam, and most of the problems would be solved under the obedience of servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, dear listeners, for ending, let's just recite this sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about the propagation of Islam once more. In that regard, he said, "Enhance the teachings of Islam among the people, for at the top of affairs are these teachings of Islam, and if they are set right, all other matters shall follow suit."
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.